ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 24 कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड टेक्स्ट नंबर 65। यस्याननम मकर कुंडल चारु कर्ण भ्राजत कपोल सुभगम सविलास हासम नित्योत्सवम न तत्रुपृष्टिशिबि पिबन्त्यो नार्यो नराश्च मुदिताः कुपिता निमेश्च ट्रांसलेशन। Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments such as earrings resembling sharks. His ears are beautiful, his cheeks are brilliant, and he is smiling attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. But the devotees are angry at the Creator for the disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of their eyes. Purport. As stated by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita 7.3, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Unless one is qualified to understand Krishna, one cannot appreciate the presence of Krishna on earth. Among the Bhojas, Vrushnis, Andakas, Pandavas, and many other kings intimately related with Krishna, the intimate relationship between Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan is especially to be noted. That relationship is described in this verse by the words Nityotsavam, Na Tatrupur Drushibihi Pibantyaha. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially such as the cowherd boys, the cows, the calves, the gopis and Krishna's father and mother were never fully satisfied, although they saw Krishna's beautiful features constantly. Seeing Krishna is described here as Nitya Utsava, a daily festival. The inhabitants of Vrindavan saw Krishna almost every moment. But when Krishna left the village for the pasturing grounds, where he tended the cows and calves, the gopis were very much afflicted because they saw Krishna walking on the sand and thought that Krishna's lotus feet, which they dared not place on their breast because they thought their breasts not soft enough, were being pierced by the broken chips of stone. By even thinking of this, the gopis were affected and they cried at home. These gopis, who were therefore the exalted friends of Krishna, saw Krishna constantly. But because their eyelids disturbed their vision of Krishna, the gopis condemned the Creator Lord Brahma. Therefore, the beauty of Krishna, especially the beauty of his face, is described here. At the end of the 9th canto, in the 24th chapter, we find a hint of Krishna's beauty. Now we are proceeding to the 10th canto, which is considered Krishna's head. The entire Srimad Bhagavatam Puran is the embodiment of Krishna's form, and the 10th canto is his face. This verse gives a hint of how beautiful his face is. Krishna's smiling face with his cheeks, his lips, his ornaments in his ears, his chewing of betel nuts, all this was minutely observed by the gopis, who thus enjoyed the transcendental bliss. So much so that they were never fully satisfied to see Krishna's face, but instead condemned the Creator of the body for making eyelids that obstructed their vision. The beauty of Krishna's face was therefore much more appreciated by the gopis than by his friends and the cowherd boys, or even by Yashoda Mata, who was also interested in decorating the face of Krishna. So, this is the epitome of the bhava which is explained here. And I am not qualified, and I seek blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something. So technically, this phenomenon which is occurring here, that gopis, they are seeing the beauty of the Lord Krishna and they are blaming the creator Brahma. So this is called as Vibhava. Bhava itself is a very high thing for us. Then Vibhava means Vishesha Rupena Bhava. Or this is the things which give some stimulants, which increases some stimulants in the practitioner. So if you see here, this is the Bhava of the gopis. This Bhava of the gopis, that is, they are angry to the creator Brahma. So this is called as Ruda Mahabhava. That is, Ruda means they are angry. So they are Ruda and they are just blaming this creator. But I am very crude. They are rude and I am crude. So it is very difficult for me to tell all these things. Just by your blessings, by the Acharya's purport, I try to tell something. It is explained that this type of bhava, it is only possible in two personalities. One is the gopis, which are in the Mahabhava, and the second is the Priyanarma Sakhas, like the Subals and all these 8 people here. So how can I tell anything about this one? So it is explained that we are hankering for the prema, but beyond prema there are again other stages. Like Rupa Goswami explains in Ujjvala Nilmali that there is mana, pranaya, bhava, and mahabhava and all those things. And what these people, they are Priyanarma Sakhas and the gopis, they are experiencing this. This is the mahabhava over here. But somehow I will try to explain something regarding this one. So here this phenomenon which evokes the love in the practitioner, this is technically called as Uddipana. In this word Uddipana, the word Deepa is there. Deepa means flame. Suppose if the flame is there but it is about to be extinguished, you can see the in the lalten, the flame is there. If it is about to be extinguished, then what you have to turn the knob, then it will become, the flame will rise. So similarly here, Uddipana, that means Uddipana. Ut means the rising. That means their feelings are already there in the heart of the practitioners. But when they see some things in the Krishna or in the Krishna's things, so that will increase that deepa or that bhava. So that is technically called as this Uddipana over here. So similarly, here Shukadeva Goswami is also telling about this Uddipana thing only. Generally it happens when the person is out from the home for a long time. So when he is out, during that time also his memories are there about his home. But when suppose he finished his business and he is coming towards closer and closer and closer to his village and closer his street, closer to his home, so during that time the memories become very intense. So here Shukadeva Goswami started his journey from first canto. And from first canto till the ninth canto, there are so much memories regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, little. But now he is just on the threshold of his home, that is Golok Vrindavan, that is the 10th canto. Now he is going to explain all these things. So we can see the intensity of his feelings here, the Shukadeva Goswami. So because of that, now this is the verse which is epitome. Actually, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the same verse is quoted by Rupa Goswami when he is explaining about Prema Madhurya. So you know Prema Madhurya is the highest quality among the 64 qualities. So to explain that one, Rupa Goswami used this verse, the same verse. So this is the beautiful verse. Here Krishna is called as Vishaya and the Bhakta, he is called as the Ashraya. And the Uddipana is the things which nourish the bhava of the practitioner. That is called as the Uddipana. And here we see these gopis, they are showing this Maharuda bhava. That is, they are becoming angry because the eyelids, what the Brahmaji created over here. But the spiritual world, this is called as Animisha Kshetra. In the spiritual world, there are no Nimisha, there are no eyelids. So you can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, your heart extent, full extent. But here, that's why they have that experience in the spiritual world. But when they are here, so that is obstructing them. So because of that, they are condemning the creator, Brahmaji, over here. So this also shows the thing, one more quality, that the greed of the devotees that they wanted to express in the devotional service. They are not satisfied with all the different attributes. This shows the greed. The same thing is explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in Shikshashtakam. Yugayitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravrushayitam Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. That when Krishna cannot be seen, so that is the viraha. So they cannot tolerate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also could not tolerate that one. So here the subject matter is the Rupa Darshan. That means you are seeing the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you wanted to do the Rupa Darshan, there is only one sense which is utilized. So what is that? The eyes. But the devotee, he has got so many different senses. So here, because the subject is the Rupa Darshan, only the eyes, the senses, this type of senses, that is the only eyes are mentioned here. But the devotee wanted to utilize all his senses to fullest extent in the devotional service. So that is the greed. That's why Rupa Goswami tells, if you wanted to purchase the Krishna consciousness, mulyam lavlyam ekam cha. That is only the greediness. Only that is the thing that one can purchase. And also it is explained, this lavlyam, this is called as lavlyam lalasamai. And Prabhupada also writes about this one. This is the ticket to enter into the spiritual world, that you must have such type of greediness to serve or to see the Lord or to involve your senses in the different attributes of the devotional service. Then only you can go to the spiritual world. Otherwise, if you go over there, then what you are going to do over there? So because of that, one should be very practiced nicely over here. The same thing regarding this senses here, the eyes, it can be extended to the different senses. So there are different personalities. They wanted different types of senses. That we will see. The Prithu Maharaj in 4th canto, he explains, Lord, give me millions of tongues and millions of ears to hear and chant your glories. Why he wanted the millions of tongues and ears? Because there are so many universes, and in the so many universes, there are so many Bhagavad Kathas are going on. So he wanted to hear all the Kathas. He don't want to miss anything. So because of that, he wanted the millions of ears and millions of tongues so that he can hear, should do the Shravanam and Kirtanam. So similarly, Rupa Goswami also in his famous verse, Tunde Tandavini, he also expresses the same bhava. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within my mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of mind and all senses become inert. So this is the bhava of Rupa Goswami. So the same bhava is also extended by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also wrote a very beautiful poems, 8 stanzas. This is called as Anuragavalli. Anuragavalli means the wine of the loving feelings. Here he explains, please give me millions of bodies and millions of mouths in each body. By your mercy, place millions of tongues in each mouth. O Lord, may your millions of transcendental qualities dance on those tongues. What is the use of a soul that does not have millions of bodies? What is the use of the body that does not have millions of mouths? What is the use of a mouth that does not have millions of tongues? What is the use of the tongues that does not chant your millions of names? O Lord, may I perpetually have hundreds of bodies, and may each body have thousands of mouths. May each mouth have millions of tongues, and may each tongue chant millions of your holy names. O Madhava, whenever, wherever, or whoever chants your names and pastimes, there may I with millions of ears eternally drink your nectar. May I have millions of ears and millions upon millions of tongues. Then, O Lord, I will eternally and happily hear and chant your pastimes. May I have millions of ears, millions of eyes, millions of hearts and minds, and millions of tongues. Hearing about, seeing and embracing the ocean of your handsomeness, I will drink its sweetness. May I have millions of eyes, ears, noses, tongues and chests, so that I may continually taste the nectar of your handsomeness, your sweet sounds, sweet fragrance, and your embrace. May I have millions of feet to go to your side. May I have millions of hands to serve you. May I have millions of intelligences to teach that service. O Lord, please grant me these boons. So this is the greediness what one should express in the service of the devotional service. So next, Krishna, he is called as Krishna because he is a Sarvakarshaka. That means he attracts all. So regarding this one, we will see how he attracts the different kinds of people. The first one, we will see how he attracts the devotees. The one of the qualities of Krishna is Atma Rama Gana Karshita. That means he also attracts the Atma Ramas, the Paramahamsa devotees. So one time there was a person, he just after going outside, he came into his home. And generally when the person comes, his wife always gives some prasad. So he sat down and this person's wife, she brought two bowls and gave them to this person. So when he saw this prasad, so immediately he offered dandavat and he just got up and he started dancing in ecstasy. So the wife, she couldn't understand what is happening over here. What happened to this person, whether he is ghostly haunted or what. So she could not understand what is happening. So actually, who is this personality? This personality is Dasiya Bhori, the greatest devotee of Lord Jagannath. So this Dasiya Bhori, he is residing from 30 miles away from Puri, where the name of the village is Baligram. So he had no child. He was living only with his wife, and he was a weaver by his profession. That means he is of a lower caste. And he used to song hymns in the praise of the Lord, although he didn't know how to read and write. But somehow with his feelings, he used to glorify Lord Jagannath. So one time he heard that now the Rath Yatra is coming. So now also Rath Yatra is coming. So he wanted to go to Jagannath Puri. So he went over there. He wanted to go near the temple, but because he is an outcast, so he cannot be allowed to go near the temple. So he stand in the halfway between that grand road and Gundicha, that is the Balagandi, where generally the offerings took place. So he was just waiting for the Lord to come. So during that time, the Baldev's cart come, so he was very jubilant. Then Subhadra's cart come, he was again very happy. When Jagannath's cart come, he becomes very ecstatic. So he saw the beautiful eyes of the Lord, and he was telling, just see the beautiful eyes of the Lord, and just look about his face, it is just like a sky. And just see his eyes, he wanted to embrace everyone who is on this road over here. So he was just glorifying, and he could not control his feelings. He wanted to go near the chariot, but he could not because he is the outcast. But somehow that the beauty of the Lord, it was just in his mind. He could not forget that one. So in that mood, the face of the Lord, which has captivated him so much, in that mood only he just entered into the house. And when he came and sat down, so during that time his wife, she brought two bowls, which is full of rice water. And those two bowls were kept in front of him. And there are two dark spinach which are just flowing. So when he saw that, he could see that these are the two eyes of Lord Jagannath. So because of that, he becomes very ecstatic. And he started dancing. So this happens when the devotees, they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another example is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he entered the temple of Jagannath Puri, so during that time when he saw Lord Jagannath, so he was in a very ecstatic mood. So again this Uddipana, he was showing that one, he was attracted. But here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing a double role when he is seeing the Lord Jagannath. So how he is doing this double role? The one role is, he is acting like a devotee and he is getting attracted to Lord Jagannath. And the other, he is acting like a Lord and he is attracting Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So either two Uddipanas are taking place, two stimulants. That one, he himself is attracted by Lord Jagannath. Another, he is attracting the other devotees over here. So this is the beauty that Krishna, he can attract the devotees also. The next category is, he can attract the impersonalist also. So one of the quality of Krishna is Tejasa Yukta. Tejasa Yukta means he is very effulgent. So just to understand what is the amount of his effulgence, so that is also explained by our acharyas. Generally Krishna wears this Kaustubha jewel, the money. So it is explained, this Kaustubha jewel, if you just put aside the sun, so then the sun, it becomes very dim. You cannot see the sunshine. So that is the dazzling nature of the Kaustubha money. But when such dazzling Kaustubha money is put on the body of Krishna, so it just looks like a small little star. So that is the amount of quantity, that is the effulgence which is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will see how Krishna also attracts this impersonalist. So this is again the same famous example when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi. So during that time he was invited by this Maharashtrian Brahman, and he also invited all the sannyasis who were residing in the Varanasi. So during that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, because he belonged to the Bharatiya Sampradaya, which is considered to be low. So because of that he went inside, he washed his feet and sit there only. But somehow he wanted to deliver all these people, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling to his devotees that actually he brought so many goods to sell here, but no, there are no customers here. So because of that, he wanted to create the customers now. So he started showing his Brahman effulgence, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because of that, because these Mayavadis, they always meditate on the Brahman effulgence, they are naturally attracted by this. So because of that, the Prakashanand Saraswati, he got up from his seat, their leader, he came and he took the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thus, just because of his effulgence also lost, attract the impersonalist. Then the next category is the demons. The demons, again for this, there is one more quality of Krishna that is called as Hatari Gatidayaka. That means whoever the Krishna kills, they will get the supreme destination. So it is explained in the Shastras that when the Kurukshetra war, it was taking place, so during that time, all these people who are on the opposite side, they are considered to be demons, because they are not in the party of Krishna. So because of that, these people, though they are very with the valor, they could not penetrate the phalanx of Lord Krishna. But the same people, when they died, they easily crossed or they penetrated the Brahman effulgence. Why? Because that is the glory or the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The people who cannot penetrate the phalanx of the Lord, they easily penetrated, which is unpenetrated by so many Brahmajnanis, that is the Brahman effulgence. So that is the beauty or the nature of the Lord. Then the another example is Shishupal. So Shishupal also, he was always hating the Lord, but always he was thinking about, that is, he is doing the Rupa Dhyan. He is always meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is doing the meditation on the Rupa, that as now your gopis are also doing, somehow he didn't know what is the effect of that. But just how, because that is the mercy of Krishna, that his sins were also get purified. So when the, during his last stage, when he was finished his 100th abuses to Lord Krishna, so during that time Krishna took his Sudarshan and cut off his head. But actually if you see, who is the Shishupal? The Shishupal, they are none other than the Jay and Vijay in the Vaikuntha. So when this personality is liberated, his soul, it is supposed to go to Narayana, that is the Vaikuntha Loka. But how it is entered into the body of Krishna? It should not go to the body of Krishna, it is supposed to go into the body of Narayan. Why? Because when Krishna appears in this world, he appears with all the incarnations included in this one. So because when the soul of Shishupal enters into the body of Krishna, that actually enters the Narayan feature which is there in the Krishna. So that is the beauty of Krishna. One more demon is Aghasur. So it is explained that when Khatavang Maharaj, he heard that he has only few minutes. So during that time, he forcefully did this Rupa Dhyan. Somehow he forced himself so that the form of the Lord should enter into his mind. So it is very difficult to do the Rupa Dhyan. How long you can see Radha Gopinath over here? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 hours, how much? So it is very difficult to do this Rupa Dhyana. But if you see the glory of this Aghasur, that Lord Krishna, actually, it is explained that Lord Krishna, by his different limbs, he killed so many demons. That just by his lips, he killed Putana. Just by his hand, he killed Keshi demon. By his legs, he killed Shakatasur. But to kill this Aghasur, he used all his whole body. He entered with his whole body inside the body of Aghasur. So that is the mercy of Lord Krishna. Here, just to meditate and keep the Krishna's form in our mind, this is so difficult. But here Krishna is so merciful, he is himself entering into the body of this Aghasur. So that is the beauty. But how it happens? Because it is explained that when Krishna comes to this material world, so during that time his Krupa Shakti is acting in a very high power. So because of that, he always liberates all these different people. It is also explained that whoever came in contact with Krishna, he is completely delivered. It is also explained when Krishna was going from Dwarka to Hastinapur. During that time, there are some aborigine people from Kurujangala province. They saw Lord Krishna. So just by seeing them, they become liberated. It is explained that this phenomenon is called as Aloka Dana. Just by the glance of Krishna, they get the Bhava Bhakti. So that is the beauty of Lord Krishna. Just by his glance also, he can liberate all the people. Then next is the ordinary people. Ordinary people also get attracted by Lord Krishna. So even these people, if they are non-envious, they can get Bhava Bhakti. That is what Rupa Goswami tells. He explains, my dear friend, if you still have any desire to enjoy the company of the friends, then don't look upon the form of Krishna, who is on the bank of Keshi Ghat, known as Govinda, whose eyes are enchanting and he plays the flute, head, the peacock feather, whole body illuminated by the moonlight in the sky. That somehow, if you have no intention, but still if you come and see the Lord, then Lord has that nature that he can attract you like anything. The famous example is Radhanath Maharaj's book. He mentioned about Ghanshyam Babaji. So when he came with his family, he never left Vrindavan because it captivated, the Lord Krishna captivated him like anything. So because of that, he also get that Bhava Bhakti. So this is the thing that even the ordinary people also can be attracted. So we have seen that Krishna is Sarva Akarshaka, that he attracts so many people. He attracts the devotees, attracts the demons, attracts the impersonalists, attracts the ordinary people. But this is not enough. The greatest quality of Sarva Akarshaka is Krishna attracts Krishna. That Krishna attracts himself. So that is the greatest quality. So Rupa Goswami explains regarding this in one of his scriptures that one day Krishna was in Dwarka, and when he saw his face in the pillar of the Dwarka, so during that time he get attracted with the form of that personality. He could not understand who is this personality. He forgot also this is his own reflection. So he was thinking, this form is so attractive, so it is just attracting me like the attraction of Srimati Radharani. And I wanted to embrace this form. And later he could understand that this is none other than his own reflection. So this is the beauty of the quality of Krishna, that is the Sarva Karshaka, that his form, it is so beautiful that it can just attract all the people. So here, this Uddipana or the stimulant, this is only the Rupa, that is only the form of the Lord. But this is not the only thing. Rupa Goswami explains there are so many varieties of things which gives this stimulation or the Uddipana in the devotees. The first one is the guna, that is the qualities of the Krishna. So there are 64 qualities. So the first and prime most quality is Suramyanga. So that is the verse yesterday, Gopinath Chandra Prabhu, in the last word was the Suramyanga only. That is, he has the beautiful, very beautiful body over here. And this Suramyanga can be of two types. One is, it may be Avruta, that is covered, or second is Prakata, that he can show also. So regarding the Avruta, it is explained one time Krishna, he dressed himself as a woman in Dwarka. So during that time, Uddhava could see this Krishna. So that time he was expressing his feelings that I don't know how this woman is also giving the same feelings as when I see the Krishna. That means the Krishna, Krishna can do all these things even if his form is covered. Then the second is the Prakata, that the Prakata Rupa, his body, the Tribhanga Rupa, and all these things. And also it is explained he has got all the different auspicious qualities also, the auspicious line marks. It is explained there are 32 auspicious marks on his palm. So because of that, the devotees, the Brajvasis, they used to wonder that how such a personality, the great personality, is born as the son of Nanda Maharaj. They could not understand who is this personality. And the one more quality of Krishna is Ruchira. That is, he is always pleasing. That's why in this world, the word is used, Netrotsavam. He is very pleasing. It is just a festivity to the eyes of the seer. And also it is explained when in the Rajasuya Yajna, there are so many important people all over the world, they assembled over there. But when they behold the beauty of Krishna, they told the creator has ended all his creation just in creating this body of Krishna. So that is the certification of all the people of the kings who gave regarding the beauty of Krishna over here. And also yesterday Prabhuji, you are telling about Madhurashtakam, from top to bottom, whatever the Krishna's features are there, Vallabhacharya is explaining this is Madhuram. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also writes, the exceedingly beautiful limbs, the maddening smile, the forcefully attractive looks, the charming voice, ever new sports steal the heart and the soul of the devotee. So that is the beautiful nature of Lord Krishna over here. Then after this, the guna, that is the qualities, Rupa Goswami explains about the another aspect which act like a stimulant, that is the age of Lord Krishna. So it is explained that till age of 5, this is called as Kaumara. So during this time, the Vatsalya is very prominent. So during that time, he used to do all the Balya Leela and he used to attract his parents. Then second is Pauganda, this is 6 to 10, where the Sakhyaras is very prominent. So he used to attract his covert boyfriends. And the Kaishora is 11 to 15, where the Madhurya is prominent and he used to do this different Madhurya Leela with gopis. And next is the Yauvana. After 15 years, Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka and he did different Leelas over there. And of the above all these, the Kaishora is considered to be most glorious. And in the Kaishora, there are three parts. The first one is called Adya Kaishora. This is from 11 to 12. During this time, his body luster becomes so bright, become impetus for the Madhurya. There is a reddish border around his eyes, growth of soft hair on his body, and he looks like an Indra Neelamani, that is a blue sapphire. And gopis are so enchanted by this beauty because they cannot express their mind, they decided to suicide because they are also very small in age, so they could not understand what to do. Then the next is the Madhya Kaishora, that is 13 to 14. The two arms and the chest, they are unspeakable beauty. The whole form is fully enchanting. The two thighs are like the trunk of the elephant. The special was the Mandahasa or the maddening smile and the restless eyes. The world enchanting songs are also there. So during this age, he did Rasa Leela. Then the next third one is the Antya Kaishora, that is when Krishna was 15 years old. The Krishna's arms, legs and thighs marked with three divisions of lines. Therefore, Satyavrat Muni in Damodar Ashtak tells, three Rekhanka Kantha, that three lines are there in different parts of the body. And his chest was challenging the Marakata Mani. Arms are challenging the pillars of the Indra Neela. The three lines of the waist challenge the waves of Yamuna. The thighs challenge the beautiful, the thighs also challenge the beautiful pillars. And scholars call this one as the Navayavanamcha. Whatever we call this Navayavana, that is this one. That is the when Krishna was 15 years old. And during this time, Krishna's love affair with the gopis, they becomes very prominent. And the another aspect of this Uddipana is the Mardavam, that is the softness of Krishna's skin. So Krishna's body is so soft, it is explained, if you see the newly formed tamal tree's leaf, so if you touch that one, it is so soft. So like that, Krishna's souls were like that. And it is explained that when Krishna's body used to touch even these small, the soft leaves of the tree, so that part used to change his color. So that was the softness of Krishna's skin. The next is the Cheshta. Cheshta is the adventures. Basically, he did only two types of activities there in the Vrindavan. One is the demons are killed, and second is the Rasa Leela. And regarding this demons killing, this is the thing that Kamsa used to send every demon every day. So before the lunch, Krishna used to have some exercise with all these people so that he used to increase his appetite so that he can have nice prasadam. And the other aspect is, who is this Kamsa? This Kamsa is the maternal uncle of Krishna. So generally the maternal uncle, he always sends some toys for his nephew. So similarly, here the mama, he is giving so many different toys every day to his bhanja. Sometimes there was Putana toy, sometimes Prunavarta toy, Agasura toy. So Krishna was relishing all these things like anything. So this is the Cheshta which by doing the Krishna, this killing of the demons, he used to attract the Sakhas, and doing the Rasa Leela, he used to attract the Sakhis. And next one is about the Prasadhan, that is the attire, the different attires. So there are three types. The first one is the clothes. This is called as Vasana. The first of these, there are three types. This is called as yuga. That is the two-piece Krishna used to wear. One is the yellow on the waist cloth. This is to indicate that he is attracting towards Radharani. Then the second is the red upper garment, that just to attract Srimati Radharani. Then the second is Chatushka, that this has the four-piece. One is the shirt, turban, belt, and the lower garment. Generally, Krishna used to wear the pink dhoti, orange turban, shining gold vest, and the multicolor sash. And the third one is Bhuishta, that many colored also he used to wear. Generally, the dresses were cut or uncut in the different colors like white, gold, blue, or red. And there is one different type of dressing Krishna used to wear in Vrindavan, so that is called as gorgeous dress. In Vraj, he used to put the reddish garment with the golden shirt, orange turban, and different belts with his smile. This increases the transcendental bliss of his associates. This is called as gorgeous. And during that time, Krishna looks like a baby elephant, which is gorgeously dressed in a colorful form. Then the next is called as Akalpa, that there are natural ornaments. And regarding this, there are six types. The first one is called Kesha Bandha, that is the hairstyle. So this is of four types, Kesha Bandha. First is Juta, that hair is tied at the back of the neck. Second is Kavari, hair decorated with flowers, etc. Third is Chuda, hair bound at the top of the head. Then last is Vini, hair tied and hanging for down to the back. Then the second is Alepa, that is the ointments. There are four types. One is called Pandura. When you use the pulp of sandalwood, it looks like a white. Then the second, if the sandalwood is mixed with the saffron, then it gives the yellow color, that is called Pita. Then third is Karbura, that is gray color. And the fourth is Vivida, or you may use the different types of colors also. Then the third aspect is the Mala, the garlands, different types of garlands are there. When Krishna was going to Kurukshetra war, so during that time also he dressed very nicely. And especially he was wearing the garland. But generally what is the use of taking the garland to the battlefield? So during that time when the sages saw this, they expressed that actually Krishna is going to Kurukshetra war not to fight, but just to grace his devotees. So because of that he is wearing this garland. And Krishna's one more name is Vanamali. That means he always loves to decorate himself with the flowers and the malas. So there are five types of malas Krishna used to wear. The first one is Vaijayanti mala, the five colored, which is hanging down to the knees. Second is Vanamala, which is made up of leaves and flowers extended to the feet. Then third is Vaikaksha, extends horizontally across the chest. Fourth is Apida, the chaplet girdles the top knot on the head. Then the fifth one is Pralambha, it hangs straight down from the throat. Apart from the flower garland, Krishna used to wear the jewel garlands also. The next one is Chitram. There are the face paintings. Generally, we do for the Gopalji here. They use the minerals of yellow, white, and red, and they used to pictures of Makari. Makari means the female crocodile or the scale of the fish, or sometimes the curly patterns. They are also called as Makari. Then the next is Visheshaka. That is the decorative tilak, which is also made from the minerals of yellow, white, and red colors. Next is the Keli Padma, the toy lotus he used to bear in his hand. And the next is the Tambula, the betel nut, pan. When he used, his lips becomes very reddish. Then the next set is Mandana, ornaments. It is explained the ornaments fulfill their function as ornaments by ornamenting Krishna's limbs. That means whatever you use in the Krishna service, then they will be glorified. It is explained that they are Bhushana Bhushanangam. Rather increasing the Krishna's beauty, the ornament's beauty itself increases when they are put on the Krishna's body. And there are eight types of these ornaments. One is Kirita, the crown with the jewels, Kundalam, that is earrings of alluring diamonds, Hara, that is necklace of the pearl string, Chatushki, that is the brooches, pearl studded, Valaya is the bracelet, which is very spotless, Anguliyaka, that is the rings, which are very delightful, Keyura is the armlet, then the Nupura, that is the anklet filled with the sweetness. So one time, by just hearing the anklets of the Krishnas, so the gopis, they are carrying the water pot. They are so much enamored that they removed their hand. So because of that, the pot, it was just fell down. So this was the rapt attention of the gopis and the devotees of the Vrindavan regard towards the Lord Krishna. Then the next item is the prakirna, that is the miscellaneous items. The first one is the flute. The flute, there are three types. One is called as venu, which is very small, 9 inches long, with 6 holes to whistle. Second is murli, 18 inches long, hole at the end and the 4 holes to play. And the third is vanshi, there are 15 inches long and the 9 holes. Apart from this, Krishna used to use another 4 types of flutes. One is called Mahananda, that means the great delight. This is made up of bamboo. Second is Sammohini, that is called as Bivichar. This is made of the jewels. Third is Akarshini, attractor, made of gold. Fourth is Anandini, it is a bliss giver, pleasing to the cowherd. Also, it is called as Vanshuli. And the next is the Shrunga, that is the horn, which is called as Mandra Ghosha, because its sound is like the rumbling thunder. And it is highly polished, circled with the gold bands, and in the middle there is a hole. And third is the Panchajanya, that is the conch shell. So the glory of Panchajanya is when Krishna went to the Yamalok, when he blew that, even the activities of Yamalok, that becomes very unfunctional. Then the fifth is the peacock feather, that the story of that Mukunda, he was the physician of that Muslim king. So when his servant was fanning that one, when he saw that peacock feather, he again the Uddipana becomes and he becomes unconscious. And when the king asked him what happened, he told that I have some disease like epilepsy. But the king could understand that this is not an epilepsy, but this is a different rogue. Then next is the footprints. When one sees the footprints of the Krishna, he becomes agitated. So that is the example of Akrura when he first entered the Vrindavan, when he saw, so he was in very ecstasy. Then the next is the Leela Stali. Just by seeing the different Leela Stalis, one becomes agitated. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he sees this Chatak Parvat, he could remember this is like a Govardhan. And when he sees the ocean, he took it as a Yamuna and went till the Konark over there. And next is the favorable plant, Krishna, that is none other than Tulsi. So just by this Tulsi's aroma, the 4 Kumaras, they become agitated and they also get this bhakti. So these are the different types of stimulants, not only the Rupa, which Rupa Goswami explains. So this is a very high subject matter. I spoke beyond my realization and whatever, but somehow this is the service given to me. So I don't know how I made this one. Anyway, thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.